Hello, this is The Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Microsoft is showing off some of the new healthcare tools and capabilities it will showcasing this week at the annual Health Information Management Systems Society conference. The company is making generally available its healthcare bot service, adding more healthcare-specific features to Teams, and adding new health record integration capabilities to Azure and Teams. Microsoft's healthcare bot service began as a research project in 2017. That bot service allows users to create chatbots and AI-powered health assistants using Microsoft's service. Tesla has cut more than half of its North American delivery team, according to two laid-off workers speaking with Reuters. The company announced last month it would cut thousands of jobs. The sources said Tesla's Nevada delivery team shrunk from 230 to 80 workers. One said there were not enough vehicles to keep up the full team working. Amazon launches live-streamed shopping shows called Amazon Live. It includes video featuring Amazon talent and brand content broadcasted via a dedicated app called Amazon Live Creator, and it features multiple category-focused live channels. Also, Amazon is reconsidering an HQ2 campus in New York City, according to sources for The Washington Post. The company has planned to split HQ2 between Virginia and New York. Virginia has already passed an incentive package for Amazon, but the company has faced opposition from local New York City politicians. Amazon executives are reportedly considering alternatives to New York. Facebook developed an AI system that can translate voice samples into English, Spanish, and German. The TTS, text-to-speech system, maps phonemes from the source language into the target language. Training data include phoneme dictionaries, and the models were based on Facebook's voice-neutral TTS system architecture. The research is published on the archive's online repository. This was a shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.